Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to The Best of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
A lot of good games. Let's start with, I'm trying to think now, let the games run through my head. But off the top of my dome, this has to be the shocker of the weekend. And not that Baltimore won
because remember, they were at home and they were the favorites. So it wasn't an upset.
No, it wasn't an upset, but the way they did it, I mean, they manhandled the Los Angeles Chargers, who were coming off tremendous, were playing tremendous football,
right? They scored 47, remember, right? To beat the Browns, they came back big, Chris. That was their game going into this one. And you're right. A lot of people were like, oh, no, the Chargers are rolling. And I'll say that it
wasn't just. And the Baltimore Ravens had struggled a little bit. Had to come back on Indy. Right.
They came back against Detroit. They came back against Kansas City. I mean, so they've been behind a lot. But this one, they came out. Their defense played really well. Justin Herbert wasn't nearly the guy he had been, Chris.
No,
in that game. And then Lamar. I mean, I want to hear your thoughts on Lamar and where he is, Chris. Because you know I picked him for the MVP.
Well,
no,
you didn't. Yeah,
I did.
But then you switched after week one. It don't matter. It didn't even happen at this point. Your MVP is Aaron Rodgers.
14
touchdowns,
one pick.
I mean, those are the rules, Rob. You were a prisoner. Just admit that you were a prisoner of the moment.
I wasn't a prisoner of the moment. 14 touchdowns and one pick over the last 5 weeks.
He ain't even in the conversation right now. You know
that. You said that last year when he won.
No. Okay. Right. It's early. He's got a chance. He hasn't disqualified himself, but you know he's not in the top five right now. But you should have stuck with Lamar. But look, I'm about to sing Lamar's praises, but let me say this. And I think this.
About time.
I think that, well, I gave him props last week. I want to say this first, though. And I think this will soothe some of the minds and emotions of the Chargers fans out there. Okay? Don't hop off your team. To me, Rob, this game does not mean that the Chargers aren't legitimate.
Oh, I don't.
I'm not saying they're the favorites, right, to win the AFC.
Yeah, I didn't get that.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, it's a bad game. It happens. I think, look, they were coming off, Rob, 4 straight weeks of really legitimate opponents. Dallas, Kansas City, the Raiders, and the Browns.
And could have won that Dallas game if you
really
want to be
so,
honest.
So, you know, it's tough when you play a tough team every week. That doesn't happen all the time in the NFL. I get it. Every game is you got to show up. But obviously there's elite teams, there's very good teams, and there are bad teams. And they've played 4 good teams or above the last 4 weeks, and very few teams have done that. So I think that it's not a letdown, but I just think that had a little something to do with it. Rob, and I should have thought about this when we made the picks, they had the dreaded flight from the West Coast
Rob
to the
G
East
talked
Coast. I'm
about
guessing
it.
You took some of that into consideration.
Yep. Rob G was all over that.
You play. It's 10 a.m. in the West when they were playing.
When you kick off at 1 East Coast, your body clock is 10 a.m.
Yep. And so I think that had a little something to do with it. And I also think Baltimore, you know, they had, like you said, Rob, they had struggled the last few weeks, at least to win. They won, but, you know, had their ups and downs and edged a bad Detroit team and had to come back against Indy. So they were ready to really make a statement, and they obviously did. So I don't think the gap between these two teams is, you know, 28 points, but I just wanted to say that for any of you Chargers fans, there's no need to hop off the bandwagon. Your team is still a very good team. With the Ravens, Rob, and Lamar, and he broke records. Rob G, I'm not going to read them, but correct me if I'm wrong. I mean, he became the winningest quarterback ever under 25 years old.
Yeah, beat Dan Marino's record,
and under,
which
he broke,
is impressive.
Yep. Dan Marino had 34 wins, and now Lamar's got 35. And to put that in perspective, Rob, Marino's best years were his early years.
No, Chris, his first and second years were great.
Right.
in Miami. I mean, because they went to the Super Bowl his second year. That was the year.
Right.
I think he had the 50 touchdowns,
thought,
well,
he's
right?
He's going to be there several times.
Oh, yeah.
Yep. That was,
yeah.
I believe that was the year. But his first
year.
Few years were his best years. And so for Lamar to break that is not whistling Dixie. So that was a great achievement for him. But what I'm going to say is this, Rob. I think Lamar, I've had questions about him. And I'm going to be honest, I've had questions from day one. When he came out of college, he wasn't the most accurate guy in college. I think he was below 60% even at the college level. And when guys were talking about moving him to receiver,
Including Bill Polian,
Hall of Fame GM.
Exactly, who said it on ESPN,
right.
Oh, he should go run out some pass routes or whatever. And Lamar's like, I'm not doing that. And I applauded him for saying that because this guy, you know, was like, no, I'm a quarterback. I want to play quarterback in this league. And he got the chance. And look.
Right. And I thought he should have got a shot. But I didn't think, like some people thought it was racist what Polian was saying. I didn't think it was racist. Because there's plenty of black quarterbacks in the league. I thought it was a legitimate analysis that Lamar's not that accurate and he's not going to be able to run like that in the NFL. At least that was the thinking.
Well,
and I was
right.
In line with that thinking.
But the only thing is, Bill Polian couldn't have been more wrong about him. Only from he was unanimous
totally wrong.
MVP.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying, like I could get it, Chris, like when they had with Pittsburgh, who was Slash. I just
Cordell Stewart.
You remember that? And he was taking pat. He was running out.
Right. He did all types of.
He did all kinds of stuff to get in
right.
there, slot receiving, all that kind of stuff. But Lamar has proven that he is something special. But go ahead. I don't want to.
No. There's no doubt. And so every year he's proven something else. Like number one, he proved he could run like that in the NFL and stay healthy. That was my big concern. I didn't think he'd be able to stay upright. Just keeping it real. I thought he'd take too many shots and it would eventually wear him down. Cam Newton is twice as big as Lamar, and you saw what the physical play and the shots have taken their toll on him. Now, Cam took more shots. He was more of a physical runner, sometimes challenged, you know, defensive players, where Lamar doesn't necessarily slide. He certainly doesn't slide all the time, but he's able to just shift his weight and, you know, avoid the huge hits. He's taken some, but for the most part, he's avoiding him. So that's the first thing. Then, Rob, his character and his work ethic is tremendous. And you see both of those things come forth in the way he continues to improve year after year. My big question after last season was, can he hit receivers or outside the numbers? He was big on hitting the tight end, which is what a lot of young quarterbacks do because it's like a safety net for a quarterback. But could he hit guys outside the numbers? And I wasn't alone. In fact, there were players that doubted him, Rob. Three receivers, Kenny Galladay, Juju Smith-Schuster. I call him John Smith-Schuster. Who was the other? There was one more receiver that rejected going to Baltimore because they were like, we want to catch the ball. So they doubted him. The players, Rob, before last season, he was number one in the league.
Yeah, I wonder where those receivers are now.
Before this season, he was 24th in the league. So I wasn't alone, and those who doubted him weren't alone. But what he has done through his character and work ethic is proven the doubters wrong. And so what I like is now he's progressing in his passing game, Rob. He's hitting receivers outside the numbers. He's throwing the ball well downfield. His numbers would be even more impressive if there weren't a few drops from Hollywood Brown.
And that Detroit game, you remember,
right.
He dropped two or three touchdowns in that game.
Yep. And Hollywood dropped one this weekend, I believe, too. So he is progressing in his passing to the point where eventually when he can't run this way, just because, you know, you get a little older, you lose a half a step, he will be able to win games with his arm. You kind of see it now. You saw it last week, Rob. 441 yards he threw for.
Which is a career
he's
high.
Able to, right. Yeah, he's able to win it now with his arm. And obviously, he's still the most dangerous guy in the league with his legs. So, I got nothing but praise for Lamar Jackson, from his character to his work ethic. They're a legitimate Super Bowl contender, particularly, Rob, because the defense also stepped up. The defense showed you, we're still that team.
Right. Now, the defense played well, but now I think people have to respect which one, Chris. What, you got to pick your poison. He can still run, and if you put an extra man, right, in the box, he'll beat you. He'll throw the ball downfield. I mean, so now you got, what are you going to do? You going to put an extra man in the box, or are you going to put that guy out in the backfield, you know, out in the secondary, right, and then let Lamar run on you? So he is a real threat. We've seen it. We've seen him change the game. We've seen him pull out games at the end. In that Detroit game, Chris, where they had the big field goal, don't forget, he had to convert a 4th and 29 or whatever it was. You know what I mean? Like, it's he didn't run it. He threw it.
It's incredible.
Like 4th and 29 and got it. So,
and he's an outlier, Rob. Like, he's an outlier because, you know, what made me think of that, you said change the game. And certainly he's, you know, but there's no, like, Justin Fields is a great little runner. You know, Kyler Murray is close to Lamar, but not quite there. Russell Wilson, like, nobody's run it like this dude. Even Michael Vick, I don't think, ran it like him.
No, and Chris, here's the other thing, too. 6th in the NFL in passing. You would, if we told you this 2 years ago, that he'd be 6th. With Aaron Rodgers and Herbert.
He's way ahead of Aaron Rodgers.
And Mahomes, right. That's what I'm saying. And all these guys like that, you would say he wouldn't be 6th. And he's 7th in the league in rushing. I mean, 6th and say in the top 10 in both. So he's having a magical season.
He's right there in the MVP hunt. I think it's him, Kyler Murray, Tom Brady, and Dak Prescott, my top 4 right now. But he's right there. Long way to go, though.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of old school, when you and I were growing up, they were America's team. They still call them that, but they are because they're popular. They got fans all over the country. But they haven't been America's team, Rob, in truth, in being like a good team for a long time.
You know what they've been, to be honest? They've been South America's team because they always, this season, always go south, you know, at some point. So that's what they've been.
That's pretty
Alex,
good.
Nothing? Nothing, Alex?
That
nothing.
Was, that's one of his better ones.
Funny.
It's not saying a lot. I get it. But it was a pretty good one. I mean, we've heard that one before. That's the thing, Rob. We've heard that several times.
That's okay, though. It's all right.
I chuckled a little bit, but.
You know, I told you, reruns, we watch reruns for 40 years and we still laugh at those lines. It's okay.
Well, you do. You do.
You don't watch reruns?
You watching Golden Girls?
I laugh every night.
The last time I watched a rerun.
You don't watch reruns anymore? Really?
I mean, it's so much sports we have to watch, you know?
Yeah, but there's sports during the day or during the middle of the night.
Sports and like stuff we tape, my binge watching, my wife and I.
Okay.
That's what we do. If we're not watching sports, we might watch that or news or a movie, you know.
Right, or something
like
that.
Yeah, I haven't watched a sitcom in a while.
Yeah, I still laugh
last
at the
funny
part.
Last one I watched regularly, which was a rerun, was King of Queens.
Yeah,
and
that was
I did
the show,
laugh.
Right.
They had me rolling. Yeah.
Right, and you saw the show before.
Know,
you know it's
I
coming.
Like 6 times.
Right, and you know it's coming to joke, and you're like, okay, I can't wait. Okay.
They're professional people, you're a wannabe comedian.
I've been watching the Honeymooners.
When you rerun them, they're not funny.
Yeah, funny. I mean. And you know, we get new listeners every day, Chris. Somebody didn't hear that, and somebody in their car said, "Rob just said that they're South America's team." Funny.
Craig Melvin liked it.
See,
surprise,
thank you, Craig.
Surprise. All right. Anyway, Rob. We were talking, I've lost my train of thought joking with you.
No, you're just,
right,
you're gaga about the Cowboys. You think they're going to the Super Bowl.
No, I haven't said that, but I've upgraded them, Rob. Before the season, and you'll vouch for me, I said the Dallas Cowboys were going to make the playoffs. I mean, that division's horrible. We thought it was the worst division in football when the season began, and they've done nothing to change our minds. All right. It's a bad division. And we're talking, of course, about the NFC East. Washington 2-4, Philadelphia 2-4, the Giants 1-5. And Danny Dimes, Rob, my goodness, four turnovers.
Let me tell you something. How can they keep running him out there, Chris? Seriously. I get it. Like, it's your player. I mean, is it fair to the rest of the guys? Enough. I can't do it.
I mean, well, what you do, you going, who's their backup?
Joe Pisarcik. No, Mike, I'm just saying.
You're sticking with, this is Gettleman's guy. I think Gettleman's in deep trouble.
Gettleman's in trouble. I mean, how could he not be, Chris? They're horrific.
They are.
They're horrific.
And a lot of this is on him. He's been there long enough to rebuild this. And, you know, in the NFL, Rob, a lot of times if you're great, you rebuild them pretty quickly. And he drafted Daniel Jones to be his quarterback. And he drafted, and I think both you and I were like, what? It's nothing against Saquon Barkley, who's been, let's just keep it real, he hasn't been a tremendous running back. I mean, but he's hurt most of the time. But I don't care if he was Eric Dickerson.
You remember,
at
they couldn't
this day
wait.
And age,
they couldn't wait to run Jerry Reese out of there with the Giants,
right,
who won the two Super Bowls.
Yep.
And I bet you they'd love to have Jerry Reese back.
They need to be calling Jerry right now. Get him back. You're right. And Gettleman, I think he's in trouble. I don't know if that's going to extend to Joe Judge. You know, you can argue, give him a legit chance, but
it could push him out, like we talked about before. We've seen coaches, Chris, when you know, who have a rookie quarterback who still get broomed out when a new manager comes in.
No doubt, because a new GM might want his own guy. No doubt. But the bottom line is this, and I brought them up for a reason. The one team in that division that's legit, Rob, is Dallas. And look, my point was they're going to make the playoffs, and they're going to have a good record because their schedule's pretty weak. But I didn't think they were a Super Bowl contender. I felt like they were a team that could get a win in the playoffs but not really challenged to go to the Super Bowl. I'm upgrading them. Now they have a legitimate shot to reach the Super Bowl. I really believe they got the run game, thunder and lightning, Ezekiel Elliott and Tony Pollard. They got the passing game. I told you week one, Dak is elite, and he has been elite this season. And when they face a team that doesn't have a great run defense, they run the ball smartly. But when they face a team that can stop you on the ground, that's when they give it to Dak, and he delivers. And he did it again yesterday against a New England team that's not great, but the defense is legit. The defense top 6-7 in the league, and Dak ate him up. 36 for 51, Rob, 445 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. And in overtime, he was fantastic, which has been the par for the course for him. This dude has been delivering in the clutch, Rob. Check this out. In the fourth quarter and overtime, let me get the stat. Here it is. When the game is tied in the fourth quarter and overtime, Rob.
It's funny. When I use this for Steph Curry, you don't want to use this. But now, go ahead. I want to hear this for Dak.
I don't even know what you're talking about. First of all, we're talking about a different sport.
Okay.
So what are you talking about?
Remember this. Let's mark this tape down, Chris. Okay, go ahead. I'm listening.
Okay. We're talking
mark
about
this
football,
tape, Rob,
not
G.
basketball.
Mark this
but
tape
anyway.
Down.
When a game is tied in the fourth quarter and overtime, now this isn't the last 9 seconds or whatever you like to say with Steph. Dak is completing 79% of his passes, 10.6 yards per attempt, 9 touchdowns, 0 picks, passer rating of 148.3. So he's delivering when it's critical moments. And he's delivering in the bulk of the
What's
game.
What's their record during those games in the overtime?
Well, it got to be good because they're 5-1. So I'm sure it's good.
No, I said in the overtime. And that's
I don't
overtime?
Know.
The
I don't know. But it can't be bad. I mean, seriously.
No, I'm asking.
They
I'm
won
curious.
In overtime yesterday.
Yeah,
that's probably their
asking.
Only overtime game. But they've had some close games. Anyway.
Okay. Are you done? Can I talk
No,
yet?
I'm not done.
Okay, well, go ahead.
The defense
I
is much
talk.
Improved. The defense is much improved, and I'm just saying they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender now. It's packed in the NFC. You got Tampa Bay. You got Dallas now. Green Bay, I'm not overly impressed, but, you know, I'll throw them in there. Obviously, Arizona, really good win, several good wins this year. And so the NFC is packed. But yeah, those are they're up there, Dallas and the Rams, of course. But yeah, go ahead. The mic is yours.
Yes. Yeah. Only you could come up with this, that they're a Super Bowl contender after beating a 0-4 New England Patriots team at home, beating the terrible Giants, beating Carolina, barely beating a bad Carolina team, which has gone the other way, beating a terrible Philadelphia team, being lucky against the Chargers where they took two touchdowns off the board.
Did they win?
Dak Prescott had 237 yards. In the game against Carolina, 188. Chris, you're making, as usual, you become the prisoner of the moment.
Hold on, stop.
No, wait. No, let
I'm
me. You have. No, be quiet.
Aaron Rodgers has one good game.
Let me have.
MVP.
Let me have my say. You already off of that. That's what the, off of that you have. You're surmised
off the week
that they're a Super Bowl. This team has three or four playoff wins in 25 years. They've had decent seasons. They've gotten off to good starts. They haven't been able to beat the good teams. That's the problem. Even in Dak's case, I'm not making up the numbers. The Cowboys don't normally, Chris, beat good teams. They beat Tampa Bay this year, and they beat the Chargers.
They lost to Tampa Bay.
I mean, they lost. I mean, and they beat the Chargers. So they're 1-1.
Tampa's were 3-0.
No, it's where you finished. Teams that finish over 500, not where you are in the season. Because you could play somebody that's the Lions who are 1-0, and then they finish 1-16, and that doesn't count as a quality win. My point is, I'm not convinced yet, based on the talent that they've played. I'll wait. You can go ahead and put your foot all the way in the water. I'll put my big toe in. It's cold as hell, and I'm not having it yet. The Cowboys, this is what people do. They go crazy about certain teams. They win a few games, and they're ready. Oh, yeah, they're going to the Super Bowl. In that crowded NFC, I'm not buying the Cowboys at this point. That's all.
It's called analysis. All right, you can look
at who
they beat and all that. Look at the game.
How's that?
Did you watch the way they play?
I was watching it. I was watching the game.
You gonna pour water on Dak Prescott?
Chris,
he's playing great. 188 yards. Aaron Rodgers threw for like 198 yesterday.
We're not talking about the Packers. We're talking about.
You're gonna throw out a stat like
no,
he didn't just throw for 445 yesterday.
No,
and then
but I'm
gonna
telling,
try to poo-poo their win over the Chargers. They won.
Yeah, but Chris, you know that they didn't play that well. That was a
they
gift.
Won.
Stop it.
That's
you can
like
say
me
that
saying
all
Baltimore
you want.
Didn't play well it's against a, Detroit. It, that wasn't a gift.
It was a gift. No,
Baltimore
a 68-yard field goal is not a gift, and a 4th and 29 is not a gift. 4th and 29 is a
my
gift.
My point is that
no,
a win
they
in
made
the
NFL play.
Is a win.
No, it's not.
Don't take you can't take the Chargers win away from them.
I'm not
they
taking it away.
Them.
I'm putting it's called putting it in perspective. You
what's
gotta have context, Chris.
Rob,
it was a gift. The Chargers took two touchdowns off the board and missed two field goals.
Do you
it was
understand?
It was a straight up gift
okay.
to the Dallas
Why
Cowboys.
Why did the two touchdowns come off the board?
They had penalties.
Oh, maybe like a holding? I don't know what maybe it was a holding. But you know what? If there isn't a hold, maybe they don't score. You ever thought about that? That's why we penalize penalties. Because usually the
Chris,
penalty is what opens it up and allows you to have a big play.
Chris, how many football games have you watched in your life?
Thousands.
A million, right? A million.
Yeah.
You don't see two touchdowns come off the board in most NFL games. I'm sorry.
Rob, when you make a penalty,
no, I'm asking you, how many games have you watched this year where two touchdowns came off the board?
What's
it doesn't happen.
It's your fault for getting the penalty.
That's not my point.
I watched yesterday with Dallas have 12 penalties, and that's why the game was close.
Chris.
And you can't say that because yesterday was close, they're not legit.
And here you
New
are.
England
you're trumpeting Dallas and Dak, all those yards and all that offense, and they still needed overtime to beat a rookie quarterback and Mac Jones on a team that's winless at home. That game
Tom
was in.
Brady
do
needed,
you know what people
needed
were,
a last second field goal?
Well, that's par for the
it
course.
Happens.
That's Tom Brady's career. But when you talk about the Dallas Cowboys, I'm just saying you're making it like they went in and stomped a kid and Bill Belichick. They when Mac Jones threw that touchdown, people were like, "Up, there it is, there it go again." Cowboys can't.
But
when they just stomped,
if they had stomped them, you would have said New England's no good. They stomped the Giants.
They are good, but I could at least appreciate the. I could appreciate the win in context. That's all. I just think you're
the
biggest prisoner of the moment on radio.
You are forbidden for calling me a prisoner of the moment because you got on here 2 weeks. You got on here after one good Aaron Rodgers game and said, you know what? Stop the presses. Lamar Jackson is not going to be MVP. It's going to be Aaron Rodgers. You got a lot of nerve calling me a prisoner of the moment.
Chris, you're the biggest
Aaron
prisoner
Rodgers,
of the moment.
No,
everybody knows it.
You can say that all you want. But the fact is, you're the one, Rob, who got on here and said the guy that's ranked 19th in total yardage, the guy that is averaging 239 yards a game,
14 touchdowns, one pick. He don't have 15 interceptions in his last 15 games.
So he's better than Pat Mahomes? Really?
Yeah, he is. Coming off of last year? Absolutely.
He ain't even close. He ain't better than Pat Mahomes.
Absolutely.
He's 19th in the league in
passing
yards.
You're living in the past. You're living in the 2 years ago.
I'm living in the past.
2 years ago, Patrick Mahomes. You're still on that.
Pat Mahomes leads the league in touchdowns.
Chris, by one touchdown, and he leads. And how many picks does he have?
He ain't leading Aaron Rodgers by one touchdown.
How many picks does he have?
He leading Aaron Rodgers by 5.
How many picks does he have?
He leading Aaron Rodgers by 5, Rob.
How many picks does he have?
He got some picks.
Yeah, all right.
He's leading Aaron Rodgers by 6.
He got six
more touchdowns.
Stop it. He has all these picks. He ain't having the year you think he is.
Your boy, 239 yards a game.
He ain't
Stop
my
it.
Boy. Aaron Rodgers
nah,
is the greatest quarterback I ever saw throw the football.
We all know you love him. Matt Jones is averaging more yards a game than Aaron Rodgers.
Is it yards or is it about wins? Is it about yards or wins?
How you like them
yeah,
apples?
Yeah, okay. You could have all those empty stats.
Jones.
All those empty stats.
Empty
just like
yards are not empty stats.
Yes,
they're only empty when they come in a blowout
I watched Matthew
loss.
Stafford for 11
empty.
Years
That's
throw empty
example.
Yards, empty stats. I've seen it.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Let's get to Aaron Rodgers, Rob. We kind of joked around about him earlier. How'd you feel, you know, a lot of people, you know, everybody saw the highlights. Obviously, they dismantled the Bears this weekend. And after he scored a running touchdown, he had two passing touchdowns and one running.
Right, that iced the game.
Run iced the game. And he, I guess some woman in the crowd flipped him, you know,
the double bird.
Yeah, the double bird. And he went off. He was like, I own you. I still own you. Every day of my life, I own you. And threw in an expletive.
But you can hear it, though, Chris. Like, if you watch the video.
Right. Yep. I heard it live when he was watching the game. Yeah, just watching the game. Yeah, you could tell.
You know, I was in the sports book, so I couldn't hear it. But when I watched, you know, the clips and stuff like that, I could clearly hear it. It wasn't somebody making up a old wise tale, you know, like
he was done. And I'm gonna say this. There's a part of me, it was cool. I like trash talk, you know, as long as it doesn't go beyond, you know, the pale. But I'm all for that. I like Aaron's attitude, you know, after the game, he kind of was smiling about it, laughing about it. And so I like all that. But there's another part of me, Rob, and I gotta be honest, he was punching down. He was punching down. Like, you own the Bears? Okay. Who doesn't? I mean, the Bears have been I know they're historic and all that. George Halas.
That's your rival, though, Chris. The Bears
franchise.
The Bears and Packers are a rival, though.
Right, because everybody in the division, I mean, I don't think you'd call Detroit a rival, but Minnesota and Chicago, right? They're kind of your rivals. But, Rob, you know what I'm saying. Like, he was punching down. Can you admit that?
No.
Like, if LeBron goes,
no,
if the Lakers go to Toronto and LeBron drops 38 and is in the crowd like, I own you. I still own you. Every day of my life, I own you. Wouldn't be like, okay.
No, the difference,
own the Bucks. Own the Nets. All right, own one of them.
No,
yeah,
the difference,
okay,
though.
Great, you own the Raptors.
It is, I think, when you look at certain, it's like the Michigan, to me, like Michigan, Ohio State. Like Ohio State owns Michigan. And they're going to play it up every single chance they get. And the Bears, their rivalry goes back like 100 years or something. Like, it's a long-standing, you know, monsters of the Midwest and the Bears and the Chicago, and the Green Bay Packers and the snow
monsters
and the frozen
of the Midway,
tundra.
Yeah.
Yeah, and all that. You know, like, there's a real long history. And I don't think it was always like that. I don't think the Packers have always liked the Bears early on. It wasn't.
In the 60s, the 50s
right.
and 60s.
Right, I know.
But
I mean,
Rob,
it's been a while.
That's 70 years ago. I mean, really.
But I
like,
I,
the Bears have been back. Rodgers is 22-3 against the Bears.
No, it's been unbelievable, to be honest.
So, you know, like, that's what I'm saying. Like, this is not the Bears. Yes, they won it in 85. I mean, even that, Rob, was almost 40 years ago. But they've been a bad team since then. And I get it. You're right. If we go way back to the days of Dick Butkus.
I mean, it's right.
Vince Lombardi, then yeah, maybe back then it was a little bit of a battle, but
I love
lately,
he's
22-5 against the Bears.
22-5. But I just
Aaron
loved
Rodgers.
His energy, you know what, like after week one, people were questioning whether or not he's in. He got so emotional, excited when they beat the 49ers in San Francisco in that game. And then just to see him, he did the discount double check, which I haven't seen in years. Have you? When he scored the touchdown, he
I
was
don't
on his
recall.
Knees.
Yeah, I saw him do it.
I haven't
I
seen him do
him
that
do
in years. I'm not even kidding. So I don't know, you know, what made him feel like so great about it. And then,
well, it was
I don't
the
know.
Bears.
I don't know
you
if the fan didn't do
the
that.
Bears.
Yeah, but I don't know if the fans didn't do that. If he would have done it, I think it was just one of those moments. You know what I mean? Like, you look up and you see this woman in the crowd and she's sticking her middle fingers at you saying, F you, Aaron Rodgers. So what if you're going to beat us? We can't stand you.
But, so when LeBron goes to Toronto this year or Boston and drops, you know, a 40-piece and is like, I own you. Every day of my life, I own you. You're going to be like, yeah, I love it.
Nah, cool, I don't
right?
look at it the same. That's a rivalry.
Well, Boston, I mean, by your standards, LA Boston obviously is a rivalry.
Nah,
back in
but
the
it
day,
ain't. LeBron's been here for a cup of coffee and a sweet roll. I mean, Aaron Rodgers has played in 27
games. Yeah, but he's a Laker
games.
Now. He's been a Laker now for a few years.
How many games have they played against each other? I don't take it the same.
So
way.
Is there a team? Is there a middle-of-the-road team that LeBron could go to, talk that type of trash, and you'd be like, that was cool?
I mean,
if you talk that against
team.
Milwaukee, against Brooklyn, it's a – okay, so he was in Cleveland. Who was a rivalry? Indiana. So he goes to Indiana. Yeah, he had a rivalry with Paul George and him in Indiana when he was in Miami and Cleveland. So if he goes to Indiana and they're middle-of-the-road, middling selves, and he's in the Hoosier Dome or wherever they played, what's it, Conseco Fieldhouse, and he's killing them, he Malcolm Brogdon's got nothing for him. Domantas Sabonis can't handle him. And he's like, I own you. You cool with that?
I would just – you'd have to give me more. I mean, I just don't have a feel
the
for another team.
The Rob Parker will go to.
I just don't have a feel for any other team is what I'm saying. The LeBron scenario that you're painting, I don't have one. If he had dominated somebody really that was their division –
What about – okay, how about Tom Brady
rival,
against the
it'd
Jets?
Have to be, it'd have to be a
– How
no,
about Tom
please.
Brady against the Jets? Why not? Division rival?
The Jets haven't done anything, but that whole
have
division.
The Bears?
Brady,
have the Bears?
Yes, they won a division. They went to the Super Bowl.
That was 1985.
No, they didn't. They went with the other quarterback. They went to the Super Bowl against Peyton Manning in 2000, 2001.
Yeah, Lovie Smith.
No, who was the quarterback? The little
Rex
guy.
Grossman was
Rex
the quarterback.
Grossman was
Lovie,
the quarterback.
Was the
what year was that, Rob G?
That
they
was
went
a long
to the Super
time
Bowl
ago, too. That was like 2010. Was it?
Yeah, but that 10 years ago, you acted like they knew.
No, the Jets were good. Hold on. We talked about how many straight AFC championship games did the Jets
make? Yeah, but they never got to the Super Bowl. All I'm saying is
you're making it like the Bears
never did anything. You were like,
1985.
They went to the Super Bowl in the 2000s.
Now I feel even worse about what Rodgers did. Because if Tom Brady went to New York with the Jets and was like, I own you. Every day of your life, I owe you. You know it would be sad.
And you
sad.
Know what Jets would say?
It would
Jet
be
fans
downright
would say,
sad.
You're right. You do because you had the videotape. That's
gosh.
Why.
That's the only reason.
That's why
that's
Eric Mangini
reason.
Made us think about it. Yeah, you're right. You do own us. You own us and our practice and our defensive signals. You're right.
All right.